Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, is with us. He's across the campfire. We're going to talk about what, Larry? Bird hunting today.
We are, I'll tell you what. And what brings that up is, I mean, it's that time of year, but, I mean, look at those doves we got there on that little barbecue pit going. I mean, a little bit of wrapped bacon and, you know, a little bit of onion and maybe even a slice of jalapeno here and there. I mean, what a great time of the year. And of course, dove season, a lot of the states, has been going on right now.
You bet. A dove is a big draw. And, you know, Larry, I've written a lot of articles, dove hunting. Dove can be hunting. A lot of times it's just shooting, but there's some tactics that go into dove hunting. Yeah, have you ever sat back on a dove field, sunflowers, wheat, whatever that's attracting them, and watched the flight patterns of dove? I mean, for whatever reason, they usually come into a field the same flight pattern and they exit the same flight pattern. If you're out of shotgun range, if you're much over 40, 50 yards off that flight pattern, you're out of luck. So, you know, there's where the hunting part of dove hunting comes in, I think. If you position yourself, say, at the point of trees or a tree line or around a stock tank or whatever, to make the best of it, you know?
You know, you pretty much just described my dove hunting right there. I watch them come in. I watch them take a flight pattern all the way around that shot pattern that's going out there, and I watch them see go off the field as well. But you're right. A lot of the hunting comes in. You need to do some scouting and find those areas where there is available food. And food is really pretty much the key to hunting doves. If you can find those fields, whether they're native fields or whether they've been agriculture fields that have now been, been harvested, those are ideal places. And of course, you mentioned sunflowers. My gracious, that's a great place to find any kind of game bird or upland bird almost any time of the year, particularly though during the fall when those seeds are ripening, because that's one of their favorite food items.
You bet. You know, the all across the high plains there's just a smorgasbord of upland birds. Pheasant for sure. I mean, people come from all over the country to hunt pheasant, and up in Texas Panhandle, Kansas, and southern Nebraska, you know, Nebraska, and western Oklahoma, lots of upland birds. On the recent hunt up in Colorado, a bird that tantalized me, and there was a lot of them, Larry, is the grouse. Now, we used to call them bluegrass, but I did, fool's hens, but now the official name, if you look up the seasons for the grouse, it's the dusky grouse. And I saw one that, a rooster, that I had to be as big as a fryer, a chicken. He had to weigh 3 pounds. And I told some of the guys at camp about it. I did a little research. The males do weigh 3 pounds. And the female and the young often weigh 2 pounds. That's a big old bird. And we actually cooked one in the Dutch kettle up there. But next year when I go back, I'm going to go loaded for grouse.
You know, there are several times when I've been up there that I've been hunting and I've just happened to take a shotgun with me. And, I mean, when those seasons come on, of course, too, you know, in some of our states, we've got fall turkey hunts going on this fall as well. I mean, traditionally, in Texas, where I grew up, I mean, we didn't have spring turkey to begin with. And there's a ball just to help start some of those spring turkey season. But almost all of our turkey hunting years ago didn't start until our deer season started. And then you had the ideal wild bird to put on that Thanksgiving table. And that's what's going to happen here in the next few days, is the fact that, like in Kansas, we've got a fall turkey season going on.
You bet. And the gobblers are, you know, fair game, but they have to be hunted a lot differently than in the spring, don't they, Larry?
They do. I mean, years ago, we did a lot of ambushing, quite frankly, because we didn't know how to try to call those birds. But during the fall, there's a tendency for the gobblers to kind of group together and the hens to group together as they go into these traditional-type winter roosts. And if you can find a bunch of those gobblers, and what you do is just kind of run in there amongst them if you can. There's certain areas in the country where they actually use dogs to chase these turkeys and split them up, and then do what's called a kiki run type of thing to attract that bird back to you. And it's a lot of fun, I'll have to admit. And you got to be at the right place at the right time and know what you're doing. But sure make for some good turkey eating on come Turkey Day on Thanksgiving.
I tell you what, I love wild turkey. That's really my favorite game bird or game animal is turkey. Those things, you can take those breasts on those things and put them in a slow cooker or a Dutch kettle and season them up with a little bacon, and I think it's probably about as good as it gets. Pheasant is very close, but I think the breast meat of the turkey, the wild turkey, is pretty tasty.
You know, we've been talking about the birds. Let's talk about cooking them next week.
Oh, okay. I'll be thinking about it, Larry, and you do the same. We'll get back here next Saturday at 11:30. We'll talk cooking, fishing, game. Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club. Since 1972, the Dallas Safari Club has been the gathering point for hunters, conservationists, and wildlife enthusiasts. This year's convention is in Dallas and is held January the 3rd through the 6th. For more information, go online to biggame.org.